January 16, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Voice of the Nature of God. I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? Isaiah 6:8. When we speak of the call of God, we are apt to forget the most important feature, viz., the nature of the one who calls. There is the call of the sea, the call of the mountains, the call of the great ice barriers. But these calls are only heard by a few. The call is the expression of the nature from which it comes. And we can only record the call if the same nature is in us. The call of God is the expression of God's nature, not our nature. There are strands of the call of God providentially at work for us, which we recognize and no one else does. It is the threading of God's voice to us in some particular matter, and it is no use consulting anyone else about it. We have to keep that profound relationship between our souls and God. The God of call is not the echo of my nature. My affinities and personal temperament are not considered. As long as I consider my personal temperament and think about what I am fitted for, I shall never hear the call of God. But when I am brought into relationship with God, I am in the condition Isaiah was in. Isaiah's soul was so attuned to God by the tremendous crisis he had gone through that he recorded the call of God to his amazed soul. The majority of us have no ear for anything but ourselves. We cannot hear a thing God says. To be brought into the zone of the call of God is to be profoundly altered. That's the end of Oswald's text. The call of God, not unlike a call of nature of any sort, is so natural and so resonant with us when we are desirous of the nature of God. So aptly, Oswald put it here, that we almost always miss the call of God because we are looking for a resonance with our own nature and our own selves and our own selfish desires. Even when we get involved in service for God and we go on mission trips, teach classes or Bible studies, serve in the church, sing in the choir, or go to a mission field, we are apt to do that from our own personal resolve, our own personal wanting to serve God or believing that we should serve God. But God is not looking for any form of service. God is looking for a resonance with his heart and his nature. The tragedy is that so many of us who come to receive Jesus in faith miss the call of God because we are either taught mistakenly or somehow assume, also mistakenly, that the call of God is to some particular glorious ministry, which may mean that we leave our job or our family or our homeland and go somewhere else for God. But rather, God wants us to resonate with his nature, which is to love completely and express that love fully to those closest to us. Now, I don't mean closest in terms of relationship, closest to us in terms of proximity. Those who are within earshot, even those who are our enemies. The love of God transcends friendship and relationship in a human sense. The love of God is unconditional. God wants our hearts to resonate with that unconditional love. He wants us to see and express his love and his nature to those around us. He will use our natural affinities and he will use our natural personalities, and he will not change those except to energize them and fill them with his love, his forgiveness, and his grace. So stop trying to find a ministry. Stop trying to look for a call or some place of service, and look for a place of affection with God that will so cause you to resonate with the heart of God that you know what he wants intuitively without even asking. And then simply allow him to express that through you.